You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Welcome back to Real Talk with me, Mason Bray. And today I don't have an interview, but I would like to welcome back Broadway. That's right, after almost a year and a half, Broadway is finally back. Antoinette Nwandu's Passover began previews August 4th, and it was set to have opening night on September 12th, but that has been moved up to August 22nd. Following the first preview, there was 5 minutes of applause. But that's not all. Before the show even started, there was a standing ovation for the playwright as she took her seat. And then again when the stage manager, Cody Renard Richard, began his opening speech. You can watch the video of Cody on his Instagram, which will be linked in the description of this episode, but it is at Cody Renard. You can also see from the audience perspective on Ken Davenport's Instagram. He went live while he was going in, got his tickets, went through the whole process, and I thought it was quite amazing to see all of that coming back after we've been deprived of theater for so long. But not only is New York returning, the national tours are starting to reopen as well. The Wicked National Tour reopened in Dallas, Texas on August 3rd, and since most of us can't be there for that opening, the Wicked production Instagram posted an audio recording of the beginning of the show. It was so amazing to hear that thunderous applause again. And that was, of course, Allison Bailey as Glinda on the national tour. I actually saw her when I saw it in 2019 with Talia Suskir as my Elphaba, which is awesome. And I'm so glad to see them back on the road. But also the Hamilton and Peggy tour opened this past week in San Francisco at the Orpheum Theater. And there's several other shows coming in the next few weeks on Broadway, like Hadestown is reopening with the revival of Waitress on September 2nd. And Waitress posted video of them singing Opening Up together. While I don't think I can post that because of the copyright issues behind the music, it was amazing and chills everywhere when I finally got to hear them back singing together. But there's also been some tour announcements for Hadestown. There's some cast announcements there. You can check that out on their social media. But also the Hadestown cast for Broadway when it returns. Andre de Shields will be Hermes. Reeve Carney will be Orpheus. Eva Noblezada is Eurydice. Amber Gray is Persephone. And Tom Hewitt is Hades through October 31st, where Patrick Page will take over after that, which is amazing. You can check out the rest of the ensemble and the Fates on their Instagram as well. If you want to check out a full reopening schedule for all the Broadway shows, you can go to realtalkmasonbray.com/episodes. If you scroll down a little bit, there should be an already open and an opening soon, and that should be kept up to date, hopefully, if I remember to do that, which we'll see. But that should be there. You can see all the opening dates up until the beginning of 2022, which doesn't seem that far away.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
But in other theater news that I would like to update you guys on, there was the Show Must Go On documentary directed by Sammy Canold and Dori Berenstein. It was fabulous. I recently watched it online since I couldn't go to the premiere, and it was beautiful. It was the story of how South Korea kept theater alive during the pandemic through the Phantom of the Opera tour and Cats tour. It was their story of how they got theater back up and followed all the guidelines but never really had to shut down, which is fascinating to see, and I think we can all take that when we're going back to our shows. But with these people going back to work, I think we all need to realize that there are still people out of work. There are still artists out of work. So we need to do our best to support them and their career. So just lifting them up on social media, because it is coming back, but it's coming back slowly. And we need to be sure to support them. So there's benefits like the Actors Fund, which some of the money from the Show Must Go On documentary went to. But yeah, I think we need to support those people so we can have a thriving theater industry when it comes back full force. Other stuff in theater news. Ayanna Prescott on Twitter started the whole theater Twitter. There's big news. She started all of that. And if you haven't been following with that, about a week or two ago, Ayanna posted, "Something huge is brewing theater Twitter." And that went on to spark a whole discussion through TikTok and Facebook and all the social media platforms where the theater kids hang out. And that news was recently announced. It's the revival of Funny Girl with a new book and starring Beanie Feldstein, which I'm so excited to see that start and build its way up to opening on Broadway. And that opening will be added to my website as well. But for your wondering, the show is expected to open in the beginning of spring 2022, and the theater has not been announced yet. But you can keep track of that on Ayanna's podcast, What's Up Broadway. It's part of the Broadway Podcast Network as well. It recently launched. And every Tuesday, they will have conversations about what's brewing in theater news that week. And before I wrap up this episode, I know it was short, I just want to say thank you for your support and getting me to this place on the Broadway Podcast Network. It is truly you guys who have made this all happen. And you can join us next week for another interview. I will be back with an interview next week. Get back out there. Get those tickets. Make sure you're vaccinated. Make sure you have a mask so we can get back to theater and enjoying those moments of applause that you heard in the beginning and getting back to enjoying just the element of live theater that I talked about in an episode a few seasons ago. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.